Let's go to the third spy.
The spy Mahmoud Rafi'a,
who was born in 1949, an Israeli spy, began with his spying activity in 1993, was arrested in 2006 by the Lebanese security services. His main confession, participating in four operations of assassination which targeted the Martis, Ali Deeb, Jihad Jibril, Ali Saleh, and the Majoub brothers. He participated in the planting of bombs between 1999 and 2005. He planted a bomb in Naima in 1999. He planted a bomb in the Zahrani in 2004. He also sent a lot of Israelis to the Lebanese territory. So he participated in facilitating the entry of Israelis into Lebanese territories. Let's speak now about this spy, Mr. Mahmoud Rafi'a. He was monitoring leaders of the resistance. He confessed to this. And in order for me to speak to the Arab leaders, of course, Lebanese judiciary has given the death penalty to this spy, and he confessed to all of the crimes which he committed. But here I would like to stop on two points. The first point is regarding the bomb he planted in Zahrani, and we, to complete the technical issue which we're going to speak about more thoroughly, we wanted to speak about this issue, but after looking in detail, it seems that this is important to the extent whereby it should be given a press conference or a occasion of its own, a speech of its own. And so we believe that the Zahrani bomb, which was planted at the end of 2005 and which the Lebanese military intelligence discovered and dismantled, we believe that this bomb was targeting the Lebanese parliament speaker Nabih Berri. Mahmoud Rafi'a does not know who this bomb targets, and I believe him, because he's only someone who carries out, he behaves upon orders given by the Israelis. His main mission is to plant or to facilitate the Israelis' entry for the Israelis to plant, but he knows after the explosion who the target is. To this extent, it's this much limited, it's that limited his role. This bomb was very, very precise and very dangerous, and we have photographs of this bomb, and some of these photographs were published in the media. This bomb, an Israeli bomb, 100%. Mahmoud Rafi'a confessed to this, and the bomb itself is Israeli because it's very technologically advanced. This shows that the Israelis, in our point of view, the Israelis assassinated Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri, the Sunni Prime Minister, in the beginning of the year 2005, and the strife which the Israelis tried to create between Sunni and Shia in Lebanon did not succeed, and hence they tried to assassinate the Lebanese Shia Parliament Speaker to create more strife. But Allah, God protected Lebanon once again. The second point, and keep in mind this issue, the bomb in Zahrani, because one day we might speak more about this, we might have huge statements to make about this. Now, another issue we must mention, and this happened in the year 2005, by the way, and the Israelis, this was an Israeli bomb. Now, Mahmoud Rafi'a also confessed that he welcomed and he helped and he assisted in transferring Israeli groups into Lebanon. He helped transfer them into Lebanon and didn't know where they were going in Lebanon and what they were doing and for how long they would stay in Lebanon. And then they would go back and he would facilitate their return to the coastline or to the border area between Lebanon and occupied Palestine. Did the International Tribunal or the International Investigative Committee, did it come and question Mahmoud Rafi'a about those Israelis whom he used to help enter into Lebanon? And we have confessions from another spy who confessed to facilitating the entry of Israelis. Did he ask what these Israelis came and did in Lebanon, especially in the year where we had a lot of assassinations? Can the generals, can the Israeli generals who gave orders to Mahmoud Rafi'a and the other Israeli spies and to the Israelis who entered, could they also be questioned by the International Investigative Committee?